This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشف الله بك الغمة وجاهدت في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين فجزاك الله عنا خير ما جازى نبيًا عن أمته ورسولًا عن رسالته أما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, continuing with the series inshallah that we started right after Ramadan, Istiqama. Last khutbah we talked about one ayah and one hadith. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة. Those who said that our Lord is Allah and they were steadfast therein, the angels descend upon them and they give them the glad tidings and we are your guardians in this life and the hereafter. We also talked about the hadith where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, tell me something in Islam that I will never ask anybody else after you. So he said, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say, I believe in Allah and then be steadfast therein. So these series are supposed to be the path to get you to the Jannah. So we'll talk about Madaris al-Salikin, al-Istiqama, and so on. We'll talk about what do we have to be on, to be on the straight path. And what do we have to do in order for us to reflect what we say. It means the Iman and Amal, actions and belief. It cannot be one without the other. And what is the definition of Istiqama? And what is the definition of Sadad? And what is the reflection of our Ibadah, which is your Akhlaq? All of that will come in a nutshell in the following series, inshallah. Hopefully, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us after the month of Ramadan to hold on to the straight path and hold on to the rope of Allah, which is the Quran, in order for us to follow the Quran and Sunnah and follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so we can meet them in Jannah. And that's the intention of these series. So let us listen with our hearts, inshallah. What do we have to do in order for me to hold on? To hold on that beautiful example and the feeling that I had in Ramadan. And we told you before that the reason that you were so happy in Ramadan, because you did what you were created for. And what were you created for? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created the ins and the jinn and the ins except to worship me. So when we started worshipping Allah, we tasted the beauty of Iman. And when we actually worshipped Allah only, we were freed. We were no longer slave to anybody else. Not a human being, not our whims and desires, not money, no lusts, nothing. We were so free, we were ready to die. It was a beautiful feeling. You cannot put a price tag on this. So, but the scholars will tell you, ليست الاستقامة استقامة حتى توصلك إلى الهدف. Which means, استقامة cannot be called استقامة unless and until it makes you reach the goal. Otherwise, you're not, you're deviated. And it's very difficult. We're not going to lie to each other. But what is it then? Why do we choose what is easy over what is difficult? Thinking that it's easy. On the contrary, if you take the easy path, believe it or not, it's the harder path. We'll explain this inshallah. Because you understand, This ma'asiyah and the ta'ah has a fruit in the end. It also has a taste. But the ma'asiyah, this act of disobedience, even though you will taste the pleasure, even though temporary, it will pass. It will be gone. But what would be left? The sin. So if you commit a disobedience, an act of disobedience, you may have a temporary pleasure. But it will be gone, whether you like it or not, it's temporary. But what is left behind the sin that you committed is exactly that. What is written in your decree, the books. But even though the difficulties of you getting up in the middle of the night and praying two rak'at, the pleasure of lowering your gaze, and not lying, and not stealing, and not cheating, and not backbiting, and not. It's difficult, yes, but it will be also gone. The difficulties after you do an act of obedience will be gone. Whether you like it or not, it's temporary also. But what is left is the reward. شتان الفرق هيهات هيهات. There is no difference between you do an act of disobedience, temporary pleasure, but eternal displeasure. And you do some act of an obedience, temporary difficulties, but eternal ease. And that's what we have to think about. And that's a smart intellectual individual. You don't think of a short term, you think of a long term. So what does a man, when you're asked, why, akhi, you know, lowering your gaze is difficult, yes? Sure. You know what, man, listen, I'm going to take the easy path. Because, you know, this deen here, I love the Islam. You know, don't get me wrong. I'm Muslim. You know, my name is Abdullah. What else do you want? Abdullah and Abdurrahman, the best two names according to Hadith. Fatima and Khadija and Asr Mubashara. Look, man, my name is like the spouse of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar, what do you want? The daughter of Rasulullah. That's the best, right? But you know, I like Islam. It looks really good on paper. You know, I like you people. You people look very nice. But I just don't want to follow this thing. I was born a Muslim. So why do you want to follow? It's very difficult, ya akhi. So you've chosen not to go to the difficult. But yeah. You know, I just want to chill. I just want to float. You know, I want to ride the wave, dude. I just want to, you know, with the bros and the homies. You know, I want to get the bling bling down. I want to get the bro and the bra and all of that stuff that comes around. Yeah? I just want to live. Enjoy myself. Listen, I don't have gray yet. I don't have receding lines. I don't have biryani belly. I still got all my teeth. You don't have glasses, not hearing aid. I'm just the man. Who the man? You the man. So I want to just cruise, my man. I just want to enjoy my life. Good. So you're taking the easy way. Yeah, I'm taking the easy way. Good. Listen to this, man. So you're actually taking the wrong way and the difficult way. Okay, explain. So he says, you know, Lord, it is difficult. I want to enjoy myself. Yeah? I look at the creation of Allah and I see a beautiful sister in humanity walk around. I remember, I didn't even make a dhikr. I say, Subhanallah. Yeah, isn't that amazing? Look, man, Shaitan is luring this. Yeah? So all of a sudden, I'm going to let my eyes go. I'm going to look at the website, bad websites. I'm going to look at this. My intention is to get married. I just want to get ready to get married. That's right, my man. So I'm checking this babe. I'm checking this girl. I want to get married. That's what Shaitan is telling you, Akhi. Are you taking the easy path? You think you're taking the easy path. But it's actually taking the harder path. Why? Because you're going to have a temporary pleasure. You can look at this and you look at that. May Allah protect us from that. But in the end, what happens to your eyes? Isn't this the cold of the hellfire will actually eat them alive, Akhi? On the hereafter. So you think you're taking the easy path, but really you're not taking the easy path. You're taking the harder path. And that's what you think. Why? Because Shaitan says, now, I want it now. I want the pleasure now. But if you actually held your lower your gaze and you actually did, you will taste the beauty of it, Allah will give you a reward that you will get up in the middle of the night and pray to work out to Him. That's what the scholar says. If you do an act of obedience, Allah will give you a reward, will give you a gift. And that's exactly what the hadith says. If you do the act of obligations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. But if you want to go a little further, you want to go a little further out, a little more voluntary acts of worship, more than the fara'id, more than the obligatory five prayers, more than the fasting of Ramadan, more than just the zakat, so you give sadaqah, all of that, what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. Allahu Akbar. And if Allah loves you, you will feel it in your senses. That's what the hadith says. It will be the vision that you see with. Meaning what? We talked about this before. You won't be able to see haram things. You will have the automatic sharab bell. So if you see something, it automatically close your eyes. It's not befitting, ya akhi. It's not befitting for you to hear all the stuff that you hear and talk about the things that you want to talk or listen to the things that you don't want to listen to and so on and so forth. And that's what the whole thing is all about. But you have to work towards it. And that's what the process is about. So, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu says, Ya Bunay. ما خير بعده النار بخير ولا شر بعده الجنة بشر، وما نعيم دون الجنة محقور، وما ضرر بعد النار بعافية. Which means, you think it's good, but whatever you do is good. You think it's good and pleasure. What comes after it's the hellfire is good. Like, how could that be good? How can you do something you think is good? And the people will tell you, how could this beautiful feeling, Ya Shaykh, that I'm enjoying this. I love this Sister Fatima, Sister Susu, you know, my knees are shaking, my heart is aching, she doesn't eat bacon, that's true, I ain't faking, and all that stuff. How could that be? How could be wrong? How could this feeling be wrong, Ya Shaykh? Yes, my brother, you pay the price after. How many people do we have crying in the office? Because they started a relationship they could not start. You should not start it. And then the pregnancy and. So he says, nothing that is pleasurable, what comes after it is hellfire, can be called pleasure. How could you call that a pleasure? How could you call that good? If the end result of what you think is good is the hellfire, how could that be good? And he said, and there's nothing that is bad, what you think is shar, is evil. بعدهم الجنة. After this comes Jannah, is evil. You think it's evil, yeah? Because that's what they accuse us for, right? Don't they tell you you're a fundamentalist, you're a terrorist, you're whatever it is, but you're actually a tourist, not a terrorist. And you put the fun in fundamental. Because you're holding on to the deen of Allah, they call you that, they accuse you of this. Isn't that amazing? They mess with your head. They tell you you're doing 1, 2, 3, but you're actually holding on to the straight path of Allah. All you're doing is you're acting as a Muslim, but that apparently now is a crime. So they tell you, whatever evil that people think is evil, but after that evil comes, Jannah is evil. How could that be evil? Because the end of that is Jannah. And anything, what you think, this pleasure, na'im, duna jannah, anything that is below the Jannah cannot be. It's mahqoor, it's belittled. So it doesn't matter what pleasure you get, if you don't get to Jannah, it is belittled. It is not your ultimate goal. And no harm. Duna and now. It's like a ta'afiyah. You're actually pardoned. SubhanAllah. No matter how much difficulties you go through in this life, in order for you to stay away from the hellfire, he says you're pardoned. You're lucky. You're healthy. So what do we have to do, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, in order for us to stay on the straight path? Is the second khutbah, inshaAllah, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who listen to speech and follow the rest of it. أقول ما تسمعون أستغفر الله فاستغفروه فيا فوز المزنا. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, understanding the difficulties you're going through, especially in the summer, especially when you have the summer holidays, especially after Ramadan, when the shaitan are released now, and you're on your own, all of a sudden you're in the jama'ah, you're coming to pray every night, and all of a sudden you're on your own, there's no more. And you can see the masajid, I'm not going to make you feel bad, Allah. You can understand, this is the reality. So what do you have to do? You're on your own now. So in order for me to be able to be protected, I have to have some roadmap in order for me to stay on this Sirat al-Mustaqim. There's also intentions behind it. So what is it? So they say, Al-Saddidu wa Qaribu. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks us to do two things. Saddidu wa Qaribu. So let's now explain this sadad and being close to what you're supposed to do. As-sadad huwa attiba'u al-haqiqa. You're supposed to be following the truth to get to your goal. Or al-qawl, the truth of the actions and your intentions and your sayings. This is difference of opinions among the scholars. This is what you're trying to do. As if you think there is a target. I want you to imagine there is a target. And you're trying to actually get the arrow right in the bullseye. That is sadat. Sadat. No matter which path, you need to hit the target right in the middle. And also for you to understand this, he says, yeah, believe it or not, according to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, I want you to think that this target again, every day that you come close, there's an arrow, let go, it's coming for you. And that's what the ayah, some of the interpretations, says, musibatul maut. It's musibatul maut. You know what musibatul maut is? As if an arrow coming to you, and there's a target on your back. There's a target on your back, and there is something that is coming for you. Musiba. It is coming to target, hit the target. What is this? That said to do. You hit the target. That's what called sadat. Now, nobody of us can actually attain this perfection, but we do our best, and that's why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Waqaribu, waqaribu, what? Istahidu. Do your best to come close to this. Since we are just human beings, we cannot perfect everything, but do your best. But what is your dalil? What is your proof that you're doing this? It's your fruit of your actions and deeds. We mentioned before, is it possible for you to say that I'm actually doing my best to be on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, but your reflections and actions and deeds are exactly the contrary of what we're told in the Quran and Sunnah? Like the people say, Sami'na wa asayna. Those, what did they do? They actually knew that we're not supposed to fish or work during the Sabbath, Saturday. So what did they do? They put their nets in that Friday night, whatever it is, before they can do it, and then all of a sudden, you know, Sabbath, that didn't work, and then they get it back on Sunday. That's a jihad, right? That's a, you're working around it. You're working around it. So all you have to do is look at your actions and deeds now, Akhi and Ufti. Look at what you behave, look at who you have as friend, look at the environment you're in, and you'll find out. And listen to what is that said. In أَرَبْتَ أَن تَعْرَفْ مَقَامَكْ فَانْظُرْ فِي مَا أَقَامَ. If you want to know where you stand with Allah, where did Allah put you? May Allah bless you, you're here in the masjid, muhabbibin. These are the ones that I want to listen to here. But our brothers and sisters, they don't even know this. And how could we, is it possible? Wallahi, we had some people in the office. A brother just became a Muslim. And all of a sudden, the other brother wants him to get circumcised. But the brother doesn't have what it takes to actually tell the brother. And his wife is not muhajjaba. Please don't get me offended, okay? And I tell him, Akhi, is this a fard or a sunnah? It's according to the Muslim scholars, sunnah muakkada. And the brother just became a Muslim. A brother just saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah Rasulullah, but he wants to marry his daughter. The first thing on his list is get circumcised. And please forgive me for what I'm saying. But that's right, reality is. But the brother who's asking this stuff, it doesn't have anything to do with what really is. So I asked him, Akhi, is this fard or sunnah, what you're doing? Are you missing some of the stuff? Yeah, it's fard. So you're not doing a fard, Akhi, and you're asking him. You've been a born Muslim for years, and you haven't done the fara'id. You have not done the obligatory acts. And you're asking this new Muslim brother to do an act of voluntary according to the sunnah muakkada. We're not belittling the sunnah. We follow the sunnah. Don't get me wrong. But we have mujibatul waqt, priorities of time. If you understand what this whole thing about, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mecca, 13 years. Did he not know the statues were haram? Of course. Did he take an axe and hack it? No. When did he do that? When he came back victorious, 100,000 and army strong, or 10,000 coming in. Nobody can, we have the establishment, we have this, then we can do it. But that's what we have, my brothers. Wallahi, I was doing a wedding right here. A brother came to me full, the masjid was almost full. And the brother came to me, the only thing he says, you know what, Shaykh, some of the sisters are not muhajjabat. You have to get them out. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The brother doesn't have a beard. Again, Wallah, don't get me wrong. Don't go around, oh, he's not have a beard. I'm just telling you, this is what we get. We have no priorities of what istiqamah is about and what we were supposed to stay on the path. So I asked him, what do you want me to do? I said, get them out. So give me a solution. And that's what we have to do. Unfortunately, and that's what we're all about. So istiqamah, let's go istiqamah. So we say, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. So are we on the straight path? You check. Check your actions and deeds. Let's go through them quickly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you commands and gave you permissions. Are we staying on the commands? Because He says that's a ta'a. Fima ta'a, we have to follow. And we stay away from the obedience, disobedience. So look at yourself. We say taking the easy path or that hard path. The brother I asked, when we asked him, Lord, it was difficult. Yes, very true, very true. Very good. Now getting up and praying fajr, we're not saying qiyamul layl yet. I know that most of us do niyamul layl now, not qiyamul layl. And we use it like layluna as payluna. And all of that, may Allah help us, inshallah. We'll get you there one path at a time, but you have to have patience. And that's what the scholar says, if you want to be on the straight path, first of all, you have to have ikhlas. This is your recipe now. It's a long, there are two books we're going through and more, in order for you to get this in a nutshell, inshallah. So in order for you to stay on the straight path, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you? He told you in the end of Surah Al-Kahf, قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. So this is thing, what we say, one of the things and the basis that we have to follow. So what is it? This is فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحْدًا. The scholar says these are the two conditions for your actions indeed to be accepted. What's number one? Okay, let's break it down. فَلْيَعْمَلْ فَا we call فَا التَّعْقِيم. The letter فَا is called تَعْقِيم, which means right away. Which means what to us, أخي? Before you leave these doors, what do you have to do? In your intention? تُبْنَا إِلَى اللَّهِ خلاص. Ya Rab, I tried this easy path. You know, I followed my whims and desires. I wanted to look at this. I wanted to, you know, I took my tongue. I talk about my brother, my brother's back. No problems. I look at this and I do it. It doesn't matter what I hear, what I see, what I say. It doesn't matter. I followed my whims and desires. I actually took that the easy path out. So right now, before I leave these doors, Ya Allah. Now, meaning now. فَلْيَعْمَلْ My intention is done. خَلَاص تُبْنَا يَا اللَّهِ Before I leave these doors. لَمْ it goes again into فِعْلُ الْمُضَارَى تُفِيدُ الطَّلَبُ وَالْأَمْرُ It's a very easy path. Lam, if it goes into a present tense, it means a command and a request. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you this as a command and a request. فَلْيَعْمَلْ As some of the scholars say, سَفِعْ الْأَمْرِ It's a command verb. فَلْيَعْمَلْ So look at amal, look at your actions and deeds. Are we doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to do? Are we doing what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to do? Because that will need sabr. There are three types of patience. It's not our topic, but what is pertaining, actions and deeds, is two. الصبر على المأمور والصبر عن المحذور. So you have to have not just إخلاص, which I quoted this ayah. فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. So the عمل الصالح is according to the Quran and Sunnah, according to the scholars. The righteous deed has to be according to the Quran and Sunnah. Otherwise, it's not a righteous deed. And what is it in order for it to be accepted? ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا, which means there is no ascribing partners unto Allah. Which means you have to have sincerity in your heart in order for you to be purely for the sake of Allah. Now, what do you have to do? The sabr, this number two, is that patience. As-sabr ala al-ma'mur wa sabr ala al-mahdur. Which means you have to have patience in order for you to do the actions and deeds Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you to do. You also have to have patience on what you stay away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you not to do. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the two patience we'll talk about now. Very difficult for you to get up in the middle of the night. Very difficult for you to come at night also to pray Isha and Fajr and Jama'ah. Very difficult for you to marry a righteous person. Wallahi, there was fights in the office. Just for one condition. They were not talking about marriage and anything else. They were talking about some, just because of this specific topic. I'm not going to say it because some of the people are may know who they are. But just understanding what we make decisions upon, it takes patience, Ya Akhi, in order for us to follow the Quran and Sunnah. Not easy. It also takes patience to stay away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to do. So what do you have to do, my brothers? Now, if you have the intention, if you have your ikhlas, and you have your patience, you have to have lots of dua. So after every prayer, you're going to make this dua. Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. Because it doesn't come from you, it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order for you to stay on this path, you have to have the dua, thinking that you're doing this because you're the man. No. We say, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم guide us to a straight path. That's a dua to Allah to guide us to a straight path. But what do we say before that? إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. That means نستعين بك يا ربي على العبادة. Which means we ask your assistance, O Allah, in order for us to stay on this straight path that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 17 times a day for. So please don't think because you are good looking and you're rich that you're on the straight path. It's by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the dua. Number four. The environment you're in. We're always talking about them in Sahih Bukhari. Always talk about the two things. The environment you're in. So where do you actually live? Where do you stay? Where do you go? Where do you work? Who do you hang around with? Which is number actually five. Which means what? The suhba saliha. These are your five minimum. Suhba saliha. The righteous company you keep. We talked about this last time. Five remedies you have to hold on to. Now, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu says, Ya Bunay, الشرك كالنملة السوداء في الليلة الظلماء الصخرة الصماء. The shirk, this act of shirk, ascribing partners unto Allah, he says, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu on Ali Bayt al-Tal, he says it's like a black ant
in a dark night under a solid rock. You cannot tell. So what you also have to make a dua for Allah to accept it. Why do you think you say astaghfirullah after the ta'at? It's for the simple reason that we haven't done the best of it and asking Allah to forgive us for whatever it is that we haven't done perfectly, or we had an issue with the shirk and so on. So a straight path, my brothers and sisters, is the strongest and the shortest distance to Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. Following, what do we have to do now? Homework. Homework, actions, plan, an action to do. One page a day for the Quran, because this is your heart. It's an illness to that heart. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told, إِنَّ الْقَلْبَ لَيَصْدَقْ. The heart rusts. Your heart rusts. What do I have to do? O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says two things. ذِكْرُ الْمَوْتِ, remember death, and the Quran. So our homework, one page a day for whatever it is, one page, you have to recite Quran one page a day. Even read it or listen to it in your car. Number two, at least the fara'id, at least the five obligatory prayers, do it in jama'ah. If you cannot make it in the masjid, do it in jama'ah. At work, do it in jama'ah. At home, do it in jama'ah. Which means what? You have to wake your son up. I understand that they're playing games all night. I know that. Look, you think we don't deal with it? We deal with it too. We have three teenagers. May Allah help us all. So what did he spend the night? They spend the night, they get the headphones on, they're on the computer with their buddy, right? And oh man, all of a sudden, just before Fajr, what did they do? Just before Fajr. They play all night, but now that means that you're on your homework now, you have to wake up now. Now they come around, you know, they're walking around like zombies, I understand, but they will learn now. If you stay up all night, not doing dhikr or qiyam, you're playing, you have to do praying, not playing. Or you can play and pray, let's do both. But that's your homework. From now on, five prayers in jama'ah. Whether it's work, whether it's home, whether it's in the masjid. May Allah reward you if you come to the masjid 27 times. Every footstep you come, one good deed is written, one bad deed is elevated. What else do we have to do? Family halaqah every week. Family halaqah every week. That's your ilm. Your ilm. You need to recharge your battery. That means every one of us in the home, you have to have a family halaqah at home. Or come to the masajid, bring your family to the masajid on the weekends. Everything, look at the website, bring them down here. Because you need to bring your family to the masjid in order for you to learn. And what else do you have to do? Bring the righteous people to your home, ya akhi. Listen, I get this all the time. My husband doesn't want to come to the masjid. My wife doesn't want to come to the masjid. My son doesn't want to come to the masjid. Alright, bring the masjid to them. What does that mean? Invite righteous people. But who do we invite? We invite rich people. We invite the people who has the job that I want. Or that I want to get married to. But now, I want you to have a different criteria. On a monthly basis, at least. On a monthly basis, invite righteous people. Have a halaqah in your home. I know some brothers, wallahi, they get the mashayikh in. They bring the people inside in the masjid. Let your home be a masjid, be a mihrab. So you have to have this. You have to be a beacon. You have to be a leader, some muttaqeen. What else do I have to do? I have to explain one hadith. So we have one page of Quran, and we have to explain one hadith for a week. One hadith, that's at least for now, to start, because the time is up. So let's recap them quickly. One page a day for Quran. One halaqah a week for your family. Five prayers in that jama'ah. Dua consistency, sincerity in your heart. Patience on the act of worship, and that is active. Stay away from the act of disobedience. Righteous company, righteous environment, and a monthly halaqah for to bring your whole crew or your whole family inside. Doesn't matter what it takes. I ask you for the sake of Allah to hold on to the straight path of Allah in order for you to see the Rasulullah in Jannah. Ameen wa akhada wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in. Ya Rabbana alhamdulillah wa jilali wa tibadim wa sultan. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad fil awalina wa fil akhirina wa mali ala alameen. اللهم انصر الاسلام واعز المسلمين واعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين واذل الشرك والمشركين اعداءك اعداء الدين اوقع الكافرين في الكافرين اوقع الظالمين في الظالمين واخرجنا من بينهم سالمين اللهم احفظنا بالاسلام قائمين واحفظنا بالاسلام قاعدين واحفظنا بالاسلام راقدين ولا تشمت بنا الاعداء ولا الحاسدين اللهم احفظنا من بين ايدينا ومن خلفنا وعن ايماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك ان نغتال من تحتنا اللهم اشف مرضانا مرضى المسلمين وعاف مبتلانا مبتلى المسلمين وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين واشف صدور قوم المؤمنين ولا تشمت بنا الاعداء والحاسدين واحقن دماء المسلمين واخذ الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين واقم الصلاه.